Country 102.5. Time for $1,000 Minute. You could win $1,000. Caller 25 gets to take it on at 888-819-1025. It's Jackson with Adam Hambrick this morning. Sings Rockin' All Night Long. That song is so good.
Thank you.
I will predict.
Predict what?
A number one song.
Oh, bro.
Yeah, no pressure.
Don't put that on me.
No pressure. No pressure.
That sounds like a good way to kill a single in the 50s.
All right, my bad. Now you're going to blame me. Blame me when you don't chart.
All right, deal.
Okay, so there's this list that just came out of the top 50 sexiest accents in the United States, all ranked. So I thought this morning what we could do to have a little fun with you is play you some of these accents from real people from these areas.
All right.
You guess where they're from. And then you also have to rank their hotness just based on their voice, because that's what this dumb list is all about.
All right.
Okay? So let's start with, let's go with this one.
People like to drink coffee, shop at the mall, walk their dog, and swim in the water.
Where's that person from?
Oh, man. See, for me, New York and Boston, they don't overlap, but there's just this similar thing that goes on with the vowels. I think that person's from New York, though.
Good job, it is. It's Long Island.
All right, Long Island.
Bottom on the list, number 50.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot, I should have asked you to judge them first.
Oh, yeah, well...
You think they're super attractive?
It's not my favorite accent. I would have...
Out of 1 to 5, 1 being the worst, 5 being, like, the best.
I mean, I'd probably put it at about a 2, to be honest.
Good, don't worry.
I'm sorry, Long Islanders.
No Long Island people are listening, except for the people
that
moved here.
Yeah, but this is going to end up on the internet, and somebody will be mad at me.
It's possible. All right, how about this one right here?
Ladies, if you're looking for a guy who likes long walks on Revere Beach, a nice roast beef from Kelly's, perhaps a trip to Bunker Hill Monument after, give Mass Appeal a try.
All right,
give it a swipe.
Who's that?
That's definitely Boston.
That's Boston, yeah. And what do you give that person?
I give that guy 5.
Smart move here on the radio in Boston. We came in number 2 on the list.
Number 2?
As the sexiest accent
in
America.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
and
congrats,
we decided
Boston.
That it's all only because when people outside of Boston think of Boston, they're like, oh, Mark Wahlberg.
That's... Oh, Mark Wahlberg.
And then Dude. They're like, he's hot, so all Boston people are hot. When really...
That's probably... you got Matt Damon, too. Like, he was killing it back in the day. I don't know if he's still cute. I ain't seen a Matt Damon movie in a minute.
But you don't know about going into the neighborhoods in Boston and meeting the real Boston people with the deep accent.
I feel like a couple years ago, there's a lady up here named Lori McKenna. She's written a bunch of hits. She wrote Girl Crush. She wrote Humble and Kind, but she lives up here. She lives in Stoughton. And I came up here to write with her a couple of years ago.
She's amazing. Yeah.
She is amazing. Incredible. But I stayed at an Airbnb out like near Stoughton. I don't remember exactly what city, but like the accents was thick though.
Yes.
It was awesome.
You could taste the Boston accent sometimes on people.
All right,
we'll do 2 more accents. How about this one?
This is an article from WebMD.com on how to understand the difference between cons and calluses.
All right, where's that guy from?
Whoa. Man, it feels like there's some attempted southernness going on. I don't know if that dude's a real southerner or not, but I'll say what, like South Carolina or something like that. I don't know.
Actually, our neighbors to the north, it's Maine.
That's Maine?
That's Maine. That's a Mainer right there. That's a fisherman. That's a lobster guy.
Oh, man.
They do sound like that, too.
That is the opposite of South.
But isn't that funny? Because there is like a common... It sounded a little Southern to me.
It sounded like somebody putting on a Southern accent. That blew my mind.
Yeah.
I guess I haven't met any real Mainers.
All right, let's give you one more. Where is this accent from?
Even though like the Patriots keep winning, I kind of can't be mad at it because it's just like something that's never been done. It'll probably never be done again.
That sounds like an Arkansas accent to me.
That's an Arkansas accent, yeah. That was you talking off the mic earlier on.
Yeah, that's nice.
I had to sneaky record you just so we could do that. By the way, number 1 on the list is this one right here.
What kind of Coke do y'all have? She's outside.
Yeah!
Howdy. Well, I thought she might come, and sure enough, she did. I ain't doing that. Dang, that's huge!
Where's that one from?
What is that? Is that Texas?
That's straight up Texas. Yeah. Texan accent, number 1 on
what
the list.
What kind of Coke do y'all have? Yeah, that's Texas right there.
What kind of Coke do y'all have?
Yep.
It's Coke! Coke-flavored Coke!
Coke-flavored Coke. Every soda is Coke in the South.
Yeah, that's funny. Slippy thing.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.